Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Who apologized first, Limits?
I apologized first. When I saw Randy was calling back, I said, Randy, I hope you accept my apology. I apologize. And he said, no, I got a little bit too worked up over football. I'm a Notre Dame fan. And I was like, I know.
That's good.
That's how it should end. That's beautiful.
You know, you got to have different opinions, but it should end nicely.
We're all friends in the end, ideally. All right, Mike Tomlin, who really is a subject of never-ending fascination, but that's the way it is. Same thing with Bill Cowher when he was here. He's the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, for God's sakes. So the latest is Tomlin going on Rich Eisen. And there were a number of notable topics covered, including DK Metcalf and Tomlin's future and the idea that Mike Tomlin is interested in a TV job, something like that. That gets fueled by things like, and who knows, I'm not saying it's not true, but it gets fueled by things like Mike Florio going on with the PM guys. And Bob, I'm listening innocently as I do to the PM guys every day. Mike Florio every week
he's
I listen to.
Too.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm sure you do too. Do you put the PM show on right when
no,
you leave?
I'm not. I just, no. Well, sometimes I do. You mean driving out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but throughout the course of the day, it's just impossible with everything.
Right. I'm talking when you get in your car
yeah,
after
the
show.
Yeah, but he normally comes on later, so I never hear him.
No, but I'm talking the PM show.
Yeah, I always have it on.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too. And suddenly, at the end of the interview, this drops Limits.
But I believe Mike Tomlin's got an opportunity in TV in his back pocket, and he's got to decide when the season's over whether or not he's going to take advantage of it. That's what I believe, based upon everything I've seen, heard, etc. I think he's got something, and it's just up to him at the right time, walking away from the Steelers and walking through that.
You cut it
walking
off?
Walking through that door.
You
no,
cut
I,
it off there?
I didn't cut it off. Pony cut it off.
Holy ostrich
milk. I
took
the clip from when they pulled it.
Just getting good there. Anyway, Bob, so I ask you, A, what do you make of that? B, if that ever does happen, and this is a very common thought among people, if it ever does happen, will Tomlin be good on TV? And if so, in what role?
I don't think it will happen, but if it does happen, yes, I think he would be. I think he has a way. He's very glib. He's, he knows how to make points that are different than most. In a very colorful way, I think he would be very good on television, but I do not see that. I still think he's committed to what he's
ever.
Doing.
Oh, you're talking.
I just don't think he has. I don't think he wants to do it.
Yeah,
that's just my general feeling.
Mm. I think he'd be unbelievable.
And
I've heard. I've heard some people say, well, maybe that wouldn't translate, but I think the Mike Tomlin, for instance, that you saw on Netflix. Now the season didn't go so well with the AFC North Netflix thing last year. But he jumped off the screen in 2 seconds as the star and made the other coaches in that division look like total duds, like boring duds, which they all might be, by the way. He was the star, and he could be however and whoever he wants on TV, and he's going to be great if he ever decides to do it.
But
that's what I think.
If he does it, and again, I don't think he will, but if he does, he'd be in a studio role, is the role I would anticipate him taking.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to being a game analyst.
Do you think there are too many people in the studio, Bob? I do.
I do,
and,
too.
And I think you never give anybody individually really a chance to shine because you have 3 minutes at the half or whatever, or even before the game, and it goes from guy one to two to three to four to five. I mean, how many guys do you need to talk about football?
Yeah, I think that's true of all networks. I think they just jam it in there, and, you know, it's good to have difference of opinions and different, you know, points of view that come from different angles, but you're right. There's only so much time, and I know how it works in TV. You don't have a lot of time. That halftime,
yeah.
When you subtract commercials, you basically have 3 minutes and 15 seconds to do it on a 12-minute half.
It's too crowded. Vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel January 23rd through the 25th at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Exclusive discounts, convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it. Experience it. Tickets and details at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com where your vacation is waiting for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. But obviously the main point there was Florio saying, I think he's got this TV thing in his back pocket if he wants it. Have you heard about that?
No. No, I haven't. But I just, my guess is that he would turn, I just don't think he would be interested. I think he is, he's a football
junkie. Yeah,
he just loves it, and he wants to be involved in it, and he's still young enough to do it. So
I don't think he needs something in his back pocket either. I think if Mike Tomlin said tomorrow I'm not coaching anymore, he would have TV offers flooded at his feet. He doesn't need it. It's not like, oh, yeah, I got this thing, and he may. I don't know. I don't know if Florio was right or not. But if Tomlin said I'm done, he has a TV job the next day.
Yeah, I think he would just – if that ever happened or he decided to walk away from this – I think he would just take some time and then eventually reemerge somewhere because I don't think he can handle. He is, you know, 24/7 football.
And when you've been doing it this long, even if he was successful, like playoff successful these days, I think the questions would still arise because once you've been doing this for 20 years in one place, people are going to wonder how long you want to do it for. That's just natural. But anyway. Back to Tomlin limits on the Rich Eisen show. You tell us what you have. We'll listen, and then we'll riff on it a little while. How's that?
Let's start with what Tomlin had to say about John Harbaugh being fired. And Tomlin calls out the NFL a little bit here, or at least the system of the NFL with coaching.
A Sunday night, and is almost as tenured as you are in your job as he was, past tense now in his. What's your opinion upon hearing that news?
You know, first, I just have so much respect for Harbs. You know, our stories will forever be, you know, interwoven. This rivalry that we've been fortunate and honored enough to be a part of. I just got so much respect for him and how he's gone about his business. And we've certainly had some legendary battles over the years. You know, in terms of him being let go, unfortunately, I just think it's a component of today's sport culture. And so, you know, there have been many examples of that. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm sure that he is going to move on. And if he chooses to coach again, I'm sure he will. And I'm sure he'll be very successful at doing so. But more than anything, I just think it's, you know, a larger example of today's sport culture in terms of, you know, not a lot of patience in the entertainment component of what it is that we do. There's just not a lot of longevity. You know, I'm sure we all would like to be Don Shula and Tom Landry, but I think those days are gone.
But he's closest to it.
What is he talking about? Like, if he wanted to use another example, there's examples strewn all over the sports world about impatient franchises. He could Kevin Stefanski, you could make an argument, although he's been there a while too. Mm-hmm. John Harbaugh is, in terms of longevity, getting to Don Shula, Tom Landry territory. The Ravens are the last team on earth you would use as an example of lack of patience. Harbaugh was there for 18 years.
All they have to do is look at the New York Giants for lack of patience and coaching changes.
That's not the example of the sports world these days. That's the opposite of the example.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
And it's true in college. It's true everywhere. You know, that's just the way it is. And you're right. There aren't many examples out there that you could use, and he would not be the one I would use.
That was just strange. Like, if anything, you'd say, you know what? There are so few of us left, the Shulas and Tom Landrys of the world, and Harbs was one of them. And they did have great patience in Baltimore, and I've got the advantage of that too.
Right.
He's not the example of lack of patience limits.
No, he's not.
What is going on here?
And I feel like Tomlin might be a little bit reflective talking about himself there, too. Like, Mike, you are right up there with Tom Landry's all-time streak of consecutive seasons with a winning record. Like, you and John Harbaugh are interwoven, yes, but you've both been around 18 years. That's not a lack of patience.
19 for Tomlin.
Yes.
And what a rivalry it was, Bob. And who knows? It could be renewed in a different form and fashion someday, depending on where he goes. Where Harbaugh goes, but what a great rivalry.
It really was historic.
Right?
And this past game may have been the best of them all. At least you can make that case given the circumstances of what was on the line. So
that, the Immaculate Extension game, the AFC title game, how are those for your top three Harbaugh-Tomlin games?
All good. All dramatic.
I think it was Billick for the Santonio Holmes goal line game. Am I right about that?
That's correct.
Thank you, Bob.
That preceded him, yeah. So,
next,
here is what Mike Tomlin had to say about longevity and if he's thinking about it from his own perspective.
And so I'm wondering if you think about those things, about your longevity as you go into this game on Monday night at all.
You know, I don't. First of all, I'm certainly really appreciative of the work environment that I've been in for 19 years and the stability and the steadiness of our ownership. But man, I'm tunnel visioned, you know, as a leader, man, I'm called upon to serve these guys and, you know, NFL playing careers are very short. And so I certainly can't seek comfort in the longevity of my career. I work with guys, who have very short careers and I tend to try to always have and mirror that urgency. I think it's disrespectful, not to have that level of urgency when I lead them. And so, man, I don't very rarely do I delve into big picture perspectives or appreciate the longevity component of what I've been able to do. There's just so many things that are waiting for me today, this week, that demand my attention.
So, Bob,
I think that's very much what he does.
Yeah.
And I think he's very sincere about it.
Tunnel vision, there's no doubt. If I gave you an over-under of 3.5 years that Mike Tomlin will still coach the Steelers, you going over or under?
I'm probably going to go under on that one.
Really?
Yeah. Just because I think at some point, you know, you're getting up to the Chuck Knoll territory here, where it's 20-some years, 22, 3 years. That's a long time. So I think something will, you know, either it's, and I still think it's going to be him who decides. He's going to be the one to say, you know what, I need to take a break, or we have to figure this out.
Mm.
But that's a long time.
Don't
you think? It's almost 4 years.
Of course. Well, long and short. I mean, if it's under, you're saying 3 more years of Mike Tomlin. That to me is not a long time. I'm going to say he's going to go for 25 years.
Hmm.
Not 25 more.
No, 25 total.
But
so
get
6
up to
more years.
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
I think he's going to hit the quarter century mark.
I just think there's a burnout factor that comes with all coaches, and sometimes they don't even realize until it
That's
hits
true.
them. And look when at it
Dick,
hits you,
Dick Vermeil was a great example.
Exactly. I mean, he called it for what it was. He said, I'm just done.
Cowher, I even think, realized probably in retrospect that there's got to be a different life than this.
Let's say this. I want to just see what you think, because I thought this of Cowher when he first stepped away. I thought it was just an opportunity to take a breath, get television, sure, but he'd be right back in it, and the offers would come.
Yeah.
Which happened, but he said no to all of them. If Mike Tomlin ever did that, and he went for a year, just said, I need to get away, whether it's in TV or not in TV, and then offers start coming. Let's say it's in TV. If it's in TV, would he stay in TV if he liked it?
Man, that's a very unpredictable thing, because...
Could you can make a lot of money. Not the money is even an issue here.
Of course.
You made so much.
Once these guys step away and realize, in a lot of ways, the madness of that profession and what it costs you.
No, there's no doubt about
and
that.
And I think there have been examples beyond Cowher of guys who just say, oh my God, there's a world and a life out here.
And that's what Bill has talked about. You know, once he got through it and saw it and felt it, you know, it stopped the urge to get back in the game. Plus, he knew he had a prominent position in the game, which would always keep him relevant, and he never would lose another game.
No doubt. Limits?
Here's what Tomlin had to say about any rumors that he might go and do TV.
So when I'm reading about some stories about you thinking about TV or thinking about other things than just coaching the Pittsburgh Steelers, that comes from outside, not from your two cents and thinking about it?
Hey, Rich, I don't participate in any of that, man. I can't allow myself to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even really privy to the specifics of what you're talking about. I just realize it's a component of what I do and what we do. And you better learn to live with it or at least endure it. You know, there's more U.S. senators than NFL head coaches, and I have a respect and appreciation for that and an understanding of maybe some of the things that come with that.
I guess I would have followed up with people have said very specifically that you have a job waiting for you if you decide to walk away.
Right, and play the hypothetical game, which he doesn't like to play, which led to the comment at the other press conference at the end about his aunt and uncle.
Right,
which was
great.
But he won't, but I just get the feeling.
Put into words just the thin line between if they make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
I don't think Brian Batko had that answer in mind.
No.
But that's kind of how he views it. So he doesn't engage in hypotheticals. I do think people would come after him. And I don't think it would have anything to do with money. I think it's what you just said there. If you walk away, you could find out there's a whole bunch of life that you've missed. And you'd maybe want to catch up a little bit, family-wise, whatever the case may be.
Next.
All right, from the Rich Eisen Show, this is the last one we have, from Tomlin talking about DK Metcalf, that DK is very sorry about what happened, and Tomlin is tired of hearing about it.
Man, he's sick about it. I'm tired of hearing him apologize about it. It's behind us now. It's time for us to move on and get singularly focused on what lies ahead. Certainly, there's a growth opportunity there as a man, but all indications are that it has happened, and he's open and non-resistant to that. And so my focus is the football that's ahead of us.
I mean, I guess I feel the same way now. No matter what anybody felt about what Metcalf did, it just doesn't matter now. It might matter financially to him later. Who knows? The Steelers say that they're going to honor those guarantees. It's an old topic to me now. It just is. They have a playoff game, and he's going to be in it.
If they had lost the last two games,
we would have been talking totally about different. It every hour of
yeah,
the day.
You're right. It's old news now. It's until the guy in Detroit decides to make more of it, we'll see. But yeah, now, and I imagine he's going to be extremely motivated.
Extremely. Extremely rested, extremely motivated.
And operating from a debt of gratitude that his teammates got him to that position.
Yeah, man. And also with a great playoff resume. We mentioned it in four games. What does he have? 26 catches, 450 yards, five touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's a big story moving ahead, is how do they defend DK Metcalf? How many 50-50 balls do you throw him? Like, do you force feed him, Bob, in this game to try to get him to make some plays or let him make some plays, or you just continue to sort of take what's open?
I think you try to do that, you know, force feed it. If you know, one of those guys, Stingley or Lassiter, comes up with a play or makes it impossible to go that way, at least you know you're occupying somebody over there. And he may not have an impact statistically on this game, but he could have an impact on how the game plays out because he is someone you have to make sure of. And other guys could have opportunities, which I've been saying all along. And that's why I like more of those kind of guys here so that you create mismatches in other places on the field. They don't always have to have 8 catches for 100 yards or whatever. His presence will change the way Houston would have to attack a team without him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.